Bigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. 2 hours into the Israel-Hamas ceasefire, and humanitarian aid is now reportedly starting to flow into Gaza. The BBC's Yolanda Nell in Jerusalem describes the first trucks going in.
Now we are starting to see lorries making their way into the Egyptian side of the Rafah crossing, heading into Gaza. This is with the big increase that we're expecting in fuel, but also in medical supplies, in food and water, other things, with some aid workers also allowed to accompany that to help get a bigger relief effort off the ground. Then at 4 o'clock local time, we should have the handover of those 13 Israeli hostages, the first batch from 50.
That is about 7 hours from now. The Israeli military says it has destroyed a route of underground tunnels and a number of tunnel shafts in the area of that large hospital that has now mostly been evacuated. In the spirit of the holiday season, a Philadelphia nonprofit tried to get proper Thanksgiving dinners to thousands of people with terminal illnesses. KYW's Justin Udo tells us it's a labor of love that's been going on for decades, gets people from all walks of life to help out.
Fox, who's lost close friends to AIDS, was brought to tears when he reflected on their progress and the number of families they're able to help enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner.
It is amazing how far it's come, and it's indescribable.
Mena CEO Sue Dougherty says they're making sure everyone they serve has a proper Thanksgiving dinner with enough food to serve a family of four.
As for post-Thanksgiving shopping, that is now underway.
Consumers are still looking for bargains, but retail analyst Bert Flickinger says spending will look a little different this year.
Between higher mortgages, higher car payments, higher debt payments.
Some companies have been offering deals since mid-October.
The best deals are on apparel, big screen TVs, computers, and consumer electronics.
Black Friday is expected to rake in more than $10 billion in sales.
CBS News correspondent Monica Ricks. Freight train operator CSX says it is safe for people to return to the small town of Livingston, Kentucky. A chemical fire after a train derailment there did lead to evacuations. CSX says the fire is out. The air is being monitored. Joe McCann is director of emergency management and hazardous material for CSX.
Does CSX have a presence here physically or virtually until the last citizen feels as though they've been accommodated and they've been made whole for anything that has displaced them or any impact? There's absolutely no intention of us to cut and run.
New York City's Mayor Eric Adams denies accusations in a legal filing that he sexually assaulted a woman back in 1993, says he doesn't know her. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 12 overnight under clear skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 31 tomorrow, 17 tomorrow night, cloudy. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to previously recorded content. Enjoy.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Well, it's going nowhere.
In for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 11:06. Greg Bach is on the board, and you are joining us as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you ever want to call and or text, you can always check in. Very excited about our guest at 11:33, Brian Mathiewicz from Wisconsin. Broke the state record for the largest pumpkin and raised a pumpkin named Macy.
I didn't realize you named him.
Apparently you do. He named his pumpkin Macy after his daughter's yellow lab. Weighed in at 2,420 pounds. It's so awesome.
I love how much. I love. Okay, Jane, I love. You get very. Not angry, but you get passionate about things like politics,
yes,
and injustice and things like that, as you should, as we all should. But the things that light you up, that trip your trigger, the birding and the pumpkin. I mean, I love just Frankie. Look at you right now. If you're watching the live stream right now, nothing but pure joy over here in the host booth.
Absolutely. I'm an odd person.
You're a wonderful person.
There are just things that give me jollies that I don't know. And I hope everyone will jolly along with us coming up at 11:33 when Brian Mathiewicz joins us to talk about the great pumpkin that he grew. I want to kick off this hour, though. This is an article from CNN that came out last week. Remember all of the outcry when the Biden administration talked about hiring more IRS agents?
You mean 87,000 IRS agents that are going to ruin your life?
And they're all coming for you.
Yeah.
Well, the IRS has been coming for people. So far, they've collected $160 million in back taxes this year by cracking down on millionaires who have not paid what they owe. So my question is this bad? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When the Biden administration was first talking about hiring more IRS agents, the outcry by some, this is a terrible idea. They're going to come for the little guy. They're coming for you. No, they're not coming for you.
No.
They're going after people who make a decent living.
They're going after the people who don't like it. That's those, their buddies. And their contributors.
Right.
Country club friends.
In September, the IRS began going after back taxes from about 1,600 taxpayers with incomes above $1 million and more than $250,000 in tax debt. And so far, the agency has closed 100 of those cases, collecting $122 million. From CNN again, the IRS also collected $38 million for more than 175 high-income earners, bringing the total so far this year to $160 million. Is this bad?
No.
And if so, why?
Yeah, actually, that's the thing is, if you think it's bad, convince me.
Right.
And I'm being dead serious. I'm not. And don't come at me with all taxes theft. That's bleh.
Well, nobody likes paying taxes.
No, I want to pay less tax. Or I'd like, you know, I mean, yeah, I just, if you are shirking your duty, you're using the loopholes and, but you still owe it, then you got to pay. That's just it. You got to pay.
That's how the system is set up, folks.
Yes.
That's part of our rules.
Womp womp.
Yeah. But apparently I know, it's shocking. Not everyone likes to play by the rules. Texter 541, do you think the reason Republican lawmakers are so mad is because they had to pay taxes again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Most of those guys and women are millionaires.
Quite, are quite wealthy.
Yeah, and they got quite wealthy while being in their seat.
In some of these cases, and we will link this article to the show notes after the show is over, in one successful case, this person had to pay more than $15 million in restitution for falsifying personal expenses as deductible business expenses. So this is what this taxpayer deducted as business expenses. Building a 51,000-square-foot mansion with a pool and a pool house, tennis, basketball, and bocce courts. The same taxpayer falsified expenses for luxury vehicles, artwork, country club memberships, and homes for his kids. I feel so badly for him.
You know what? The Biden administration is just coming after hard-working.
Yeah, the little guy.
Salt-of-the-earth people who just want to have a pool in their pool, and that bocce, I bet you that $50 says that bocce ball court is now a pickleball court.
You're probably right. Yeah. Is this bad? Is this bad that the IRS is targeting people making over $1 million a year for not paying their back taxes? 844-967-2789. If it's bad, tell me, please explain to me why this is bad.
We got a comment on the live stream from Sarah that says, when the IRS doesn't have enough resources, they audit the people who don't have the money to fight it. Going after the wealthy requires more time, money, and lawyers.
You are absolutely right, Sarah. You know, the wealthy people are able to hire accountants and have staff to try and tweak these things and hide these things.
Yeah.
And they are able to utilize loopholes that most little guys can't, because the little guy doesn't have the money to do that. Another individual pleaded guilty last week to filing false returns and skimming almost $700,000 from his business. This person spent $110,000 on personal expenses and $500,000 in gambling. And now he had to pay up. They estimate, according to CNN, $688 billion were not collected in 2021. Almost $700 billion not collected during the tax year 2021. So this is why the Biden administration brought on more IRS agents to try and go after these people who it seems like they can afford to pay their taxes. We all manage somehow to pay our taxes.
I do, and I pay a lot of money to pay my taxes.
Right?
It's
part of our contract.
Yeah.
It's part of our contract for living in this country. 844-967-2789. Pat from Wausau is on the phone. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. So you say they're only going after millionaires?
Well, at least according to this article, Pat, on CNN, it says they got $160 million in back taxes this year by cracking down on millionaires who haven't paid what they owed. I'm not saying that the IRS doesn't go after smaller people, but this is a chunk of the electorate that's been getting away with not paying their fair share for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you think it's bad?
Thank you very much.
Do you think
no,
it's
not at all? Everybody pay their fair share.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I mean, I don't like paying taxes. I'm assuming, Pat, you're not crazy about paying taxes, but you pay them, right?
Or move to Florida.
Don't they still have federal income tax in Florida?
No state tax. So.
No state tax.
No state tax. But still, you still have to pay federal income tax. I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair for someone to be able to write off the construction of a $51,000 personal property as one of their business expenses. That seems kind of twitchy to me.
Yeah, you had to have known that was going to happen one day. You knew you were going to get caught. Like,
but they haven't gotten caught for a really long time.
But now they did.
I think this is a good thing.
Oh, I really think that most people agree with you, Jane. I really do. I think, you know, unless we get some millionaire or billionaire calling up saying, I don't like it, then I'm going to call the IRS and be like, I've got your man.
Yes, out yourself on our show if you're not paying your taxes.
That'd be amazing.
844-967-2789. IRS says it will focus now on cracking down on large corporations that have not been paying the taxes they owe.
Yeah. And to be clear, and I'm not going to speak for Jane, but I think you'll agree with me. If there's someone who makes, I don't know, $30,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and they're doing the same thing, they're not paying or they're hiding their money or whatever, then yeah, they should have to pay as well. They should be dealt with the same way. But I mean, most of the money is going to come from these major corporations and millionaires and billionaires. That's just how it's going to be for right now.
Yes. 844-967-2789, a text on the text line. Greg, that's $160 million less that these guys can't pay into local economies like their investment firms.
Boom.
Or alternate accounting specialists. Yes, that's a good point. Also, a question, if the government shuts down next month, that means we get a discount on our federal income taxes because we get a year with no federal expenses, right?
Oh, yes, exactly. That's exactly how it goes. And then a year later, hello, this is the IRS. You were wrong.
I think you forgot something.
Yeah.
I think you forgot something. Well, again, I think this is a good thing. I feel everybody's paying with taxes. Nobody likes paying taxes. Most of us do. And I think that is part of our agreement as Americans that in order to keep a functioning government and, I don't know, things like roads and making sure we can drink water that's not poisoned and stuff like that. I think that's that's worth it.
I think it's worth it, too. There is a great quote from Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes who said, taxes are the price we pay for living in a civilized society.
It's true.
Period.
Yeah.
Done.
It's true. Well, go IRS. Just don't go after me. No, I When we come back, we're coming up against a break. When we come back, they're talking about bringing back driver's ed all across Wisconsin. So I want to know if you think this is a good thing or a bad thing. 844-967-2789. And it is also a special day in Wisconsin as designated by our own Oplander, Governor Tony Evers. We'll have all the details of that coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't ask me what I want it for. If you don't want to pay some more, Mr. Heath, 'cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Now my advice for those who
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Content. Enjoy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Jane Matinair.
I'm Carol Kane.
We are covering for Kristen Bry as she is on maternity leave. Wanted to wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving today.
Right.
You are listening to a best of replay of an earlier program where we talk all things turkey.
So put on the stretch pants, get yourself ready, because it's always a big day, and you know that everybody overeats, and it's okay. It's okay.
And naps are good.
Yes.
Naps after a big turkey dinner are very good. We wish you a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving. Love to you. Love to your friends. Love to your family.
Absolutely. This is the time of the season that I really embrace wholeheartedly, because it's so wonderful to be able to be around family and friends.
Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As the first leaf hits the ground, trees going up all around the town. The Christmas feeling creeping in, but there's a holiday that you can't forget. It's all right not to skip Thanksgiving. Give thanks for the life that you're living. It's time for joy, but there's still...
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Carol Kane with me in studio. Calvin's on the board.
Yep.
And you are always welcome to join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you ever want to call in or text. Want to remind you, too, to please download our free, very useful and snappy Civic Media app.
Yeah.
You can find it at all the places where you find apps, like the App Store.
At the App Store? Imagine that.
And then what's cool about that is with our Civic Media app, you can listen to all of the stations across the Civic Media Network. You can listen to all the different shows. And then there's a little button on there where you can call and text directly to the show that you're listening to. So it's pretty slick. Check it out wherever you find your apps. Hard to believe Thanksgiving 1 week from today. You are not hosting this year.
No, I'm not. We're going to my sister's. But we're smoking a turkey, so we're bringing the turkey. And I'm making the stuffing, and I'm making the gravy. So I've got it all squared away.
You have an important role then in this Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't know about you, but I could make an entire meal out of the stuffing.
Absolutely. That is the best part of Thanksgiving.
It's the best part with the gravy and stuff. I will tell you this. There was one year Lou and I were dating. And so this is a while ago because we've been married almost 40 years. So we went to his brother and sister-in-law's for Thanksgiving. Now, I'm a gravy hound, too. So I'm sitting there, and I'm piled all the stuffing on my plate, and I'm
drowning it.
And finally, my soon-to-be sister-in-law leaned over, and she goes, "That's all I have."
Oh, Carol. And there's, a table of 25 people, and you bogarted all the gravy?
I took all the gravy. Took it all. But you know, whatever. That's what you get when you come when you host me.
So what is, because I'm very, very picky about stuffing, and I only like my mother's stuffing recipe because as far as I'm concerned, there are things that should never be in stuffing.
Never. No craisins. Never. No craisins.
No craisins. No apples.
No.
Don't be sneaking up with me on that within your stuffing.
I don't even like sausage in my stuffing.
So what's in your stuffing?
I'm a purist. You know, I do the croutons. I saute up some celery and some onions, and I have fresh sage that I've grown, and I add some fresh sage, and I don't use water. I use chicken stock and butter, and a lot of butter.
That sounds really yummy.
Excellent.
I have tried to make my mother's recipe because she used all the giblets.
Oh, sure. I do that to make like some chicken stock that I'll use in the stuffing. But like I'll boil the giblets, and then I don't cut them up and put them in the stuffing, but I give that to the dogs. But I do the sauce
to make the stock.
Yeah. Yeah. So your mom put the giblets in the stuff?
But it would be like she would puree them.
Oh,
And then mix it in that way. And so I tried it once and it was okay, but there is still something magical about the way mom makes things.
Right.
I think we all feel that way about our mothers. Right? And most, maybe not. My mother wasn't the great. There were a lot of things that my mother was not.
Yeah, my mom.
She didn't particularly like cooking, but she rocked her stuffing, rocked the world.
There are a few things we always have to have. Now, You know, the green bean casserole, say what you will, but it's always got to be there.
It's a standard.
It's a standard. And but my mom always, she would pressure cook like whole onions, and she would make a cheese cream sauce. And we made like these cheesy, creamy onions.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's delicious. It's really delicious. I'm going to have to bring you some of my stuff.
I think you are. Calvin, do you have any strong feelings about stuffing? What absolutely should never go into stuffing?
I don't like sausage either. That's the one thing my mom puts in it because my dad likes it, and that turns me off. I like it without sausage. But besides that, just the traditional
standard
onion, celery.
Yeah. But I'm with you. No fruit.
No.
The fruit's got to stay out of it.
And I know people who put fruit and nuts.
I don't want nuts in it either.
And, I mean, those are all things that I like, just not within the confines of my stuffing.
Right, right. I don't want crunchy stuff like the nuts in my stuffing. I like it to be mushy and soft. That's the way it is. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Stuffing standards.
Exactly.
We have stuffing standards we have to adhere to.
Exactly.
I am not a turkey fan, so when I do host Thanksgiving, we usually have enchiladas.
I was going to say, I think you do enchiladas, if I remember correctly.
We've done enchiladas. We've had chili fest, where I'll make different kinds of chili. But I'm just, my husband and I are not big
turkey fans.
Not big turkey fans, and I'm not sure why. So,
well, I brine my turkey.
What difference does that make?
It keeps it moist.
It seals in the moisture?
Yeah, because the salt kind of dries it out a little bit, and then it crisps up that skin and keeps that white meat.
Okay.
Because it's really hard to cook a whole turkey and have every piece, like,
come out the same.
Yeah. So, but I understand. I mean, I know a lot of people that aren't big turkey fans. So.
Have you ever deep fried one?
No, I like my house too much. I don't need to burn it down.
Honest to gosh, you guys, if you're going to deep fry a turkey for the first time, move it away from any structure that you care about, because you can go on YouTube and Google deep fried turkey videos, and it's really frightening, actually.
You
how many
really?
People have started their houses on fire right. by having this thing too close to their house.
Right. Because nobody takes into account the displacing of the oil.
When you dump the turkey in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if it flies over the side, there's your fire right there. We're pretty traditional when it comes to, you know, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, that kind of stuff.
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah, Liz makes pumpkin pie out of actual pie pumpkins.
Good for her.
So she cooks the pumpkin and purees it and...
Yeah, wow.
I know. She's weird. She likes to do that stuff.
You can buy canned pumpkin, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just mentioning.
The only thing about that when you do it that way is that it's not that orange. It's kind of a brown, so the color's maybe a little off-putting, but it's a really great, rich flavor of pumpkin.
All right, I'm hungry now. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Carol, my friend, will be back with me tomorrow. Yep. Calvin as well. Stay close for the news, followed by the Todd Alba Show from noon to 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you. Have a great day.
It's about time we celebrate Turkey Day. Thanksgiving, the forgotten holiday. It's about time that we celebrate Turkey Day. We spend time with friends and family.
Your home of the Earl Ingram.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. Yeah. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on. Where
every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 12 overnight under clear skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 31 tomorrow, 17 tomorrow night, cloudy. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere filling in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Just a reminder that Kristen is joining us every Wednesday now at 10:30 from 10:30 to 11 to give us some updates from home. Her daughter, little Frankie, turns a month old tomorrow. But every Wednesday, Kristen will be joining us for some updates. And on days when she's being, many people are saying, the perfect child, she will be on the StreamYard with us so you can check her out as well. I am so excited about our next guest. He has made a history. The Wisconsin state pumpkin record used to be 2,283 pounds until Brian Matthewitz of Cleghorn came in with his pumpkin called Macy, which weighs 2,420 pounds. Welcome to the show, Brian Matthewitz. I'm so happy to have you with us.
Glad to join you today.
Well, were you surprised, first of all, when you broke the record?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So as a competition, there was 49 pumpkins at Stillwater Harvest Fest, and what they do is they do what's called over-the-top measurements where they determine and estimate the weight of the pumpkin. And I was put in fifth place out of the 49. So I felt pretty good about that, and it was taping 2,070 pounds. which was really cool because at the show this year, if you had the ability of growing a 2,000-pound pumpkin, you were awarded $1,000.
Oh, nice.
So I'm thinking this is cool. So, yeah, so we're, you know, watching a couple pumpkins, and we talk about pumpkins going light or going heavy. That means they're, based on the estimate weight, they may not get to that weight, or they are actually way more dense than what the actual estimated weight is. And as we, as they put my pumpkin on the scale, and they did a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, he pulled the towel, and for a split second, I thought it said 2,040 pounds, and then a double take, it was 2,420, and yeah, I kind of lost it. It was, everyone was going crazy and cheering, and yeah, it was a very memorable moment.
That's really cool, Brian. And first of all, who knew there were that many people interested in large pumpkin competitions? I had no idea.
Well, right. I mean, there's people that are interested in snowmobiles or interested in, you know, all kinds of different things, sports and what have you. There is a giant pumpkin commonwealth across the entire world of where large fruit, if you will, are grown and recorded. We do this for competition. So the giant pumpkin commonwealth, I'm not sure how long it's been going. A number of years, probably, I think there was a World Pumpkin Commonwealth back in the 80s, I think. And anyway, it just kept on going all over, you know, areas where they grow pumpkins, Belgium, France, Italy. It's just all kinds of places. And yeah, it's way bigger than I ever thought. I didn't really know much about it, but I got wind of it. And yeah, so glad to be a part of it.
Brian Mathewitz is our guest. His pumpkin, Macy, recently broke the state record for being a big girl, 2,420 pounds. Brian, what was the first year you got involved in this?
So about 5 years ago, the local community, Altoona, was going to have a ginormous pumpkin contest. And there was a seminar at a local business, right, that I do a lot of business called Down to Earth Garden Center, just south of Eau Claire. Claiborne's just a few miles south of Eau Claire.
Right.
Anyway, I noticed that they're going to have this seminar. So I went and learned a few things. And, you know, I've gardened all my life, and I grew big pumpkins, and I put them on the end of my driveway. You know, I'd grow 6, 8, 10 of them per plant and sell them at the end of the driveway for 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks. And but I didn't know anything about this giant pumpkin thing. I learned some things that first year. You know, I had 2 or 3 on the plant, you know, didn't do a whole lot, and brought it there. And by gosh, I got 640 pounds.
For your first time?
For my first time, I was 640 pounds.
Wow.
And that was 5 years ago.
Wow. Oh, my God. Now you're up to 2,400?
Well, yeah, well, that while I was there, it was kind of a rainy, gloomy day, and you know, I got to meet some of the pumpkin growers in the Midwest, and I just was just amazed as to how everybody wanted to help each other, you know, get their pumpkin to the scale. So that fall, that winter, I asked a lot of questions. There's a couple of fellas that probably got sick of me asking and texting them questions, but I wanted to figure this game out. Well, then the next year, they had the Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers Association had a pumpkin tour. And I said, sure, come on over. And I got to meet some of I heard these names, you know, they were like almost celebrities in the pumpkin world. And they were at my place. Well, long and short of it, that year I grew a 1,644-pound pumpkin, almost 1,000 pounds more. And I think I got like fifth place. And then I was hooked.
we have a question from Andrew from Verona on the text line. And if you want to ask Brian a question, 844-967-2789. Andrew asks, Brian, I've heard growing pumpkins takes a ton of water. How often, how much did you have to water, especially since it was a dry year? Does that water bill deter you from trying this again next year?
Well, I live out in the country, so I do have my own well water, and the electricity probably went up $60 to $80 a month. I have solar, so that really offsets it. But I'll be honest with you, I watered in the last 40 days through August and September, 6 to 8 hours a day. And my pump in two locations, those pumping 10, 12 gallons a minute. So you can do the math.
Those things must have been smoking, Brian. One. Those pumps must have had smoke coming off them.
Believe it or not, a week and a half after the pumpkin season was over, my well died. they pulled the well, and it was like only 2.5 years old, and it was shot.
Oh, so no. Know what that means, but oh, no. So what are, besides watering, which obviously is critically important, what are some of the other challenges to growing a ginormous pumpkin?
You know, it starts way in the beginning. You know, we have to decide to what seeds to plant, and then we got to get them germinated. And there's a trick to doing that. And we start that typically in the house, mid-April. And, you know, there's times you want them to germinate, and they don't. And
sure.
So I had a failure the first time, had to go again. Well, then when that's done, then you got to, about early May, you have to set them outside. Well, you know, it's cold up here. So we make little tents and little heaters and run electric cords. You bury a heating cord under the ground below the where you're going to plant it. You're dealing with it in there. You have to water it. And then if the sun comes out, even if it's 50 degrees out, them tents heat up pretty fast.
Sure.
You got to make sure they're open. Otherwise, you burn up the plant. And you're dealing with then as that comes off, you're dealing with insects, fungus, critters. It's just an ongoing. It's doing chores morning, afternoon, and night.
You are essentially babysitting large pumpkins.
Yes, I ended up for some reason decided to try the master gardener, where you have to grow five fruits. So I had 17 vine fruits going on at once. I don't recommend that to anybody.
Well, Brian, I have a really quick question for you. When do you sleep?
That's easy. You know, from 9 to 5. But I do my job from 6 till 4 or 5, and then I'm basically outside till dark. You know, my wife comes home late, and we don't have any children here, so I have a love of gardening and the joy of being outdoors, outside, and that's what I do all summer.
It's wonderful.
Brian Matthewitz is our guest. He is the Pumpkin King. His pumpkin, Macy, recently smashed the Wisconsin state record for pumpkins at 2,420 pounds. The critters, Brian, will just anything try and eat your pumpkins? Because I have to think, if you're a mouse, looking at a 20-pound pumpkin has got to be pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have to watch everything. And, yes, there are mouse traps. There are traps for striped gophers. I had a family of striped gophers living under one of the pumpkins.
Uh-oh.
Seven of them had to find another place. In,
they were relocated. They went to a farm further up north.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Living their best lives.
Groundhogs can be a major problem. There's some people that really are challenged with them. But mice, the one year I caught 17 mice off of just rolling one pumpkin.
Wow.
We use stickies and peanut butter on traps. And, yeah, we just have to just let them know that this is not where they want to be. This year was challenging because the ground is hard and dry, except my pumpkin ground, and it was soft and moist. So it seemed like it attracted more than normal.
And what, so now Macy's been weighed and she's on display. Once that's done, then what happens with this 2,400-pound pumpkin?
Well, when people have giant pumpkins, they have a few options, and one of them is putting it on display. I have had three of my fruits, and currently I have a 1,581-pound giant squash that's also the Wisconsin record that is sitting over at the Minnesota Zoo.
Oh, cool.
With lights on it. Yeah, and last year and the year prior, they purchased my pumpkins, And what they do then is they put them on display for the month, and then they open them. We ask to get our seeds back because that's our genetics to line up for the following year or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And they literally feed them to the elephants.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then, like, I had my first one that we wanted to pick up was over 1,700 pounds, and we picked it up, and it cracked. And you're like, yeah, that's a punch in the gut.
Because that disqualifies you, I assume.
No, it didn't even make the patch. We just picked it up, and there was cracked underneath. And basically, so then what we set them down, the other option is then you chop it up and put it right back in the ground because it's full of fertilizer and nutrients and whatnot. Macy will be displayed through end of October, early November at Down to Earth Garden Center off of Highway 93 south of Eau Claire. And when she is done, we will – it had an unusual area of growth. So we've got a couple of friends. We're going to come over, and we're literally going to cut it up and just learn from what we've seen and get all the seeds out of it.
That was another question from a texter, Brian. Do you sell seeds from Macy?
Well, the answer of Macy will be yes. So what we kind of do is we may hold a few seeds for our best friends or whatever they're in the grow that want to grow the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. You know, records are to be broken. So I look forward to giving it to some of the best growers in Wisconsin or whomever. Then what we do is we take them seeds and we send them to clubs. So there's, I don't know how many clubs there are, 30 plus clubs across the United States, from New York to Washington to California to Minnesota, everywhere. And they'll request some seeds, and what we do is we auction them off, and that's typically in February and March. And that allows dollars to be available for competition money. You know, some of these prizes, you know, are $6,000 plus for first place.
Wow.
They'll drop $27,000 to $35,000 at a show.
Brian Matthewitz, hang on 1 second, Brian. We are coming up against a break. Don't go away. Brian Matthewitz, the Pumpkin King. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes, Brian?
Absolutely.
Great. We will be right back. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC time, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Phone with us real quickly, though, before we finish up our conversation with Brian. Greg, we have talked to Keep Our Republic in the past. We have had them as guests on our show, and they're holding town-style forums across the state trying to restore faith in elections. So they actually bring in actual elected officials to explain how things work. And they are having a meeting tonight. It's a hyper-localized community engagement seminar trying to educate people around La Crosse on how elections in Wisconsin work. So that's going to be tonight at 6:30 at the La Crosse County Administrative Center in La Crosse. and they provided us with a live stream link. So if you can't go tonight, you can still watch it on the live stream and take advantage of this, because it's really important.
I'll put those in the show notes today.
Yep, we will get them in the show notes. So give us a little time, maybe half hour up to an hour after the show is over, and we will get that up on there. Back to Brian Matthewitz, who grew this enormous pumpkin. I just love Brian. It just sounds like such a fun community to be a part of, because you all sound very, very supportive of each other.
Oh, absolutely. I encourage anybody that has any interest to look up Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers Association on the web. Become a member. Be a part of us. We're a lot of fun. We all want to help each other do the best we can and get that pumpkin on the scale.
And were you ever tempted, Brian, with one of these big ones to carve it out? And, I mean, you could make like a little pumpkin house for kids. They would lose their minds.
Jane would lose her mind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I am not a carver, but there's some of the best guys around. Shannon Engel by Menominee. He's an amazing carver. He does a lot of carving for sport events. He's got one up at Mall America. He does a phenomenal job. At Stillwater, what they'll do is they'll actually take them out, gut them out, and they'll take them down the St. Croix River with canoes. And they'll have a pumpkin contest or a canoe contest using pumpkins.
When does that happen?
October 14th and 15th of this year, every year, second week of October.
I'm going to have to write that.
Really, it's fun.
That's
Look it up. It's cool.
That is hilarious. So they hollow out the pumpkins and then they canoe the pumpkins down the river.
Yep. They jump in with a paddle and they have a race.
Brian, you are blowing Jane's mind right now.
I've lived here most of my life, Brian, and I never knew about this. And I'm 63 years old, and I feel like I've been cheated out of this experience for all of these years when it was right in our own backyard.
Right.
Any other tips for people who are listening? If they're thinking about it, they're slightly tempted, they want to learn more.
Well, if you hear of a show in the neighborhood, and there's 4 or 5 in Wisconsin, a couple in Minnesota, whatever, go seek them out. You'll be blown away. I mean, when you see kids just, gosh, go, oh, my gosh, and they look at that. Kids are also 30 years old, 50 years old, 63-year-olds, because it brings the kids out of you when you see them things. They're amazing. I think they put smiles on people's faces. If we can spread a little joy doing it that way, I'm all for it.
Well, and I would think that's how you get people hooked into trying to grow giant pumpkins, right? You wake up that child part and decide, I think I want to try doing that. That looks like fun.
Even if you had a small seed, an Atlantic giant seed, you plant it in the garden normally, you could get a 400 to 500 to 700 pound pumpkin. The genetics have gone so good, you know, and just do common sense gardening. It's easy to have a pumpkins over 300, 400, 500 pounds.
And then when you're handling them, do you have to have a backhoe or something?
Yes. So when they're that big, it usually takes a couple guys, a skid steer or a telehandler, skid steer. Some have some homemade jacks. But we have what's called a lift ring, and we send straps around the outside. We have a bottom rope around where we cinch it, and so when the skid steer picks up the pumpkin, the straps cinch against the pumpkin, lifts it up, and then we put a pallet under it, and then put it on our trailer.
That's got to be pretty. That's got to be pretty tense when you're moving those things.
It's very tense. It is. Yeah. It's very nerve wracking.
I'm sure.
Look underneath to see everything's good. Get it on the pallet. Unfortunately, I bought a new trailer, which is what I call pumpkin money, a couple years ago. And it was 6.5 feet wide. Well, Macy wouldn't fit on it. I had to go get a U-Haul truck.
You had to rent a truck to move your pumpkin.
Yep.
That's dedication, yep. Brian.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. That is a good problem to have. Well, congratulations. What a happy, fun, wonderful story. And we will have a link to the article. There was a WPR did an article, or MSNBC had an article on you, so you can see pictures of Brian and Macy and all the related things in our show notes. Give us a chance to get those up after the show ends. Brian Matthewitz, continued growing success, my friend. And
oh, I see what you did there.
Next year, I'm going to meet you at the pumpkin race when they're going down the river.
I probably won't do that. I don't know how to swim.
Just hang on really tight. That thing will carry you all the way. Thank you so much, Brian.
There you go.
Take care.
Yeah, all the best to you guys, too.
Take you care. As well. Thanks, Brian. So much. Oh, I love stuff like that. Greg Bach.
I love watching you like this.
But again, what a great way to meet people. What a great way to develop some community. It's a happy, fun, clean living kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I do love the community aspect of, like, we give the seeds away. People's records are made to be broken. We need to.
And we share tips and exactly. we share suggestions and stuff like that. So it reminded me, we've talked to about some of the smaller brewers in town who will also do that. So
Yeah. The brewing community, if you're worth your salt, we're all in it together. It's a great community.
And so are the pumpkin people.
Yeah.
Go pumpkin people. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us today. Thank you to Kristen Bry. Thank you, Brian Matthewitz and Macy. Greg Bach, of course, love you, my dear. We will see you tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for the Todd Allbaugh Show coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.